What's up, YouTube? It is your boy, Adrian, aka A Little Sleepy, coming at you with the first video, or first recording. I really want to get a camera and to be able to do these properly and a little bit more professional, but for the meantime, we're just going to do podcasting. And I'm actually kind of excited, and I think the people around me are pretty excited, local. Some local artists, you know, some pretty interesting people. So we get to explore the minds of many different people. So this is really just an intro, a little bit about myself. I am 21 years of age. I plan on doing big things in this life, whatever it may be. I mean, boxing is one of my biggest passions right now. I also like MMA, play a lot of basketball. Some soccer, you know, people don't invite me to play soccer. I'm not known as a soccer guy, so. But one day, you know, I hope to get the invite. Shout out to the soccer people. If you need a sub, I'm your guy. But I mainly like boxing. I really just got the hands, you know. So I kind of stick to that. I've been learning kicks and elbows and such. But for the meantime, I'm just I'm a hands-on kind of guy, you know what I mean? I got 12 amateur fights right now. Yeah, I don't know if y'all really care about records. I'm gonna say I don't, because I'm 5-7, and I promise you, I'm not whenever I tell people, man, it just sucks. Like, the reaction is, obviously they don't mean to be like, oh, 5-7, that's not that good, but I got complete faith in myself, so I know the record doesn't speak for how I box, but, you know, that's just a different subject. I mean, for anyone who's ever seen me fight, I mean, it's usually a pretty good fight. I've been robbed a couple times, I think, in my head, you know, and I convince myself, but whatever, we can't let that stuff get to us, you know. We worry about the future, or we're in the present, actually. We're in the present. So, you know, we're just training to get better and better and stronger and faster, so. But for the meantime, I'm 5-7, and I'm okay with that, you know. Just working on myself. Recreationally, well, shoot, that would be cool to play basketball recreationally, but no, I'm just a street ball player. Play a couple of places, Old Town Spring and some churches. I really like... different kind of thing. I like food. Ooh. Yeah, you should be able to cuss. I think cussing's cool. I've been doing it for a minute, so it's kind of part of me. It's not cool. It's just more authentic. I can't really... Well, I mean, maybe I'll bleep them. But... We'll see how the people... I hope you guys enjoy this channel. This is going to be fun, I think. I got a lot of people interested in joining the podcast, and, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. Right now, I'm a little, well, I'm going to call it allergies. I'm just a little allergic to the air, I think, and the weather changes, so we're going to say it's allergies, but I'll get better, of course, and recuperate and just come back stronger, and, you know, we'll be all right, but for the meantime... This is just more of like a little intro and having fun with the new mic. I haven't introduced it. The Blue Yeti microphone. Dude, this thing is fantastic. Now, for the people, the weirdos, I don't want to call y'all weirdos, but just the different folks who like the ASMR and the really close eating and stuff, I can't get into it. It's different. It's not pleasurable for me. But some people are into it, I hear. So just listen. Look at this. This is insane. So it's a pretty good mic, man. I'll probably never do that again. My sister actually told me to do those kind of videos, cause people enjoy them. But fuck, that's weird. Why? That's not. I tend to not judge. I try not to. It's, but I can't get into it, you know. Golly, I seen someone eating lobster too, and I was like, this is crazy. Yeah, it's not for me, but if you enjoy it, let me know. I'll make some special videos, you know. If you can see me wink, it's a wink wink. I'll do it for you, you know. But, you know, this is my podcast. I like recording at night. Right now it is 11:14 p.m. January 4th, 2020, baby. I'm planning on making some big moves, you know. And this year, I'm planning on being more genuine self, you know, speaking up for myself. And it's kind of hard. And you would think it's not, but it is kind of hard. I'm more of a people pleaser, and that is very, very hard to get your point across whenever you're trying not to hurt anyone's feelings. And that's a dangerous game, man. Sometimes you gotta hurt some feelings, and it sucks, because I want everyone to be my friend and everyone to be like, ah, but no, dude, not everyone's gonna be your friend. It's okay. But nah, for the people who are my friend, you understand that I'm pretty genuine, dude. I try to be as fair as, but oh, I lead nothing but respect, man. It's crazy, dude. And people are weird. But you know, I think everyone's high stressed and high anxiety is pretty, it's crazy, man. So I don't blame any of y'all, but please just take a second and realize like how you come off. Or I guess people don't care, but it's just like, why not lead with respect? And why not lead with love and like open arms, you know? We don't have to be so segregated and so secluded. And it's just so weird. So, like, people lead. Well, this is their defense mechanism. It's just, they're so complex, man. It's crazy. You really just don't know what people have gone through. And it's, so, yeah, you just got to cut for them. So, wow, you can't cut for them either, man. You just got to, I don't know if it's okay to, you know, actually give them advice. Who are we to give advice, really, you know? Oh my God, I wonder what God knows. They say some topics you shouldn't get into is religion, politics, and, you know, such of the nature. But I kind of like, oh, so this is what's up, YouTube? Welcome to Pro Mentality. I think I said, oh, okay, I might have said that already, actually. What's up, YouTube? Welcome to Pro Mentality. This is the first podcast of the generation, starting off in 2020. We're gonna make it big, man. My slogan, or Pro Mentality slogan, is indeed just another conversation. Let me get a little bit closer. Just another conversation. All right, I am not one person to force an opinion on another. I understand my influence. I really do. I've noticed it all my life. I'd never want it to be negative. I believe in people do complete free will of people doing. If they want to do whatever they want to do, they should do it. Whatever they do, just understand there's consequences to whatever you do. Now this is a podcast of conversation. I like talking to people and understanding their mind. They've gone through their own stuff. Dude, we've all been born into bullshit. It's crazy. Like, no one really asked for this, you know? Like, and I hate to sound like a complainer. I love my life, dude. I'm blessed. Like, life has been great. You know, I got both my parents. I'm blessed to have, like, everything is. So you can't complain, man. Like, you can't complain. It sucks, man. People go through some shit. And of course, I've gone through my shit. And I just try not to even think about the bad shit, because just, it doesn't help anybody, you know? It's been tough, but fuck, when it's great, dude, it's beautiful. And just, you gotta chase that greatness. You know, stay hungry. It's a fun game, though. I hope everyone's enjoying it, man. And if you're really not, talk to me, talk to somebody. You can send me messages, you can DM, or however you want to get to me. Instagram, Precious Plums. Snapchat, Precious Plums. Twitter, Daily Dose of Audrey. Let me know if you need that spelled out. I got you, baby. I will talk to anybody, man. I love conversation, because how do you get to know someone? First dates are dope, man. You get to ask them all these fucking, like, it's just, you got to be more open. And the world is so secluded now. Or it used to be worse, way worse, obviously. It's opening up a lot. But I wish it, like, why wouldn't it be? If we all work together, oh my God, we'd be unstoppable. Right now we're the apex, but, like, way too many people fighting each other. It's just so strange, dude. We don't need to do all that. Life is already hard enough, dude, and you've got all these fucking enemies that we make along the ways. I don't want no enemies, dude. Anyone I've ever had beef with, let's go ahead and drop it right now. I love you, dog. I don't know how to say sorry, you know, but sorry. Whatever I did, we just gotta go ahead and get over all this bullshit, because life is way too complex. What life, like, whatever we do in life, it's got to, most people want it to be big, you know? So, make it big. Let's try to make it less tough for others. Let's try to get back to intimacy, you know? Seeing face to face. The phone stuff is kind of distracting people, you know? I get it. I'm on my phone a lot. I hate it. But it's just something we got to work on together. Anxiety is fucking crazy, man. Like, a lot of people have it, and I mean, it's not one topic that anyone really wants to talk about, because whenever we get a little bit of anxiety, it just feels like it's like an awkward fuck. It's just so weird, dude. So you gotta be able to eat. I don't know, because I mean, I'm still dealing with all this shit myself, you know. I'm still young, but still learning all the ropes. But I'm having fun with it. That's the, you know, that's the difference. You know, you gotta have fun with it. I don't think. Oh yeah, back to the Just Another Conversation. This is Just Another Conversation. I don't ever mean to impose anybody to do whatever I say. If you have some feedback or rebuttal or something, feel free to speak. Don't ever get disrespectful though, cause that's not a way to live life. I'm a pacifist. That will pass a fist. No, I like to box. I don't care to fight. So just keep it respectful, and we just, man, we could love each other. It's just the whole world needs love. It's crazy. It's crazy how many people just like, I hug people sometimes, and you can tell, bro, they haven't been hugged in so long that they're just so sensitive to it. And I know they embrace it. They fight a little bit too. It's crazy. Oh man. And I'm not like forcing hugs. These people obviously want to hug godly. I'm not. I'm just saying, like, people just need hugs. Like, we're not intimate anymore. It's crazy. And oh my God, a lot of these stuff seems, or whatever, you know, some people think it's too feminine for them. They won't hug or whatever. They're scared of themselves. I don't get it. I'm cool to hug anybody, dude. This shit doesn't bother me. I'm cool with my sexuality. I'm cool with who I am. So go ahead and hug your neighbor and love that guy and love that girl. Love that kid. You know, like, these babies, man, they're growing up in such harsh environments, and it's insane to me. It's insane to me. No one's really doing anything to help anything. We're all just letting it pass by. We're just waiting for death or something. Like, that's such an awkward, that's just such a weird concept, man. We could do better. We really can. I mean, I'm not saying we have to, but why wouldn't you kind of want to, you know? Like, I get it. We're not the biggest problem in the world, but damn, we're not perfect either. You know, we could strive for perfection. We could try our best. We could just keep on putting in the work, keep on hustling. We'll make it to whoever's out there, whoever's listening, understand. We all come from very complex pasts, but you can do great things. Oh my God, one of my biggest inspiration, Manny Pacquiao, man. Look, that dude came from dirt. Man, he just came up just working hard. He got pictures of him just skinny as hell. Imagine hitting that hard, skinny like that. Like, you could just tell he was training. Like, it doesn't matter. All the excuses. And I'm one for excuses. Trust me. I love excuses. If you're going to ask me a question, you know, why wouldn't you expect an excuse? You know, like, what? Oh, why are you late? Oh, traffic. Oh, I don't want to hear excuses. What are you just asking? So, you know, I love excuses too, man. But if you want to do great things, great people don't make excuses. You know, that's past them. They no longer feel the need to, at least. You know, we all do. Even, you know, even great people slip, but they don't want to. You know, they want to get back on that. And that's what everyone needs to understand, that it's not an immediate. You don't make it overnight. You don't just understand everything overnight. You're not going to completely change your life overnight. It's building habits. Just take your time doing it. Like, understand patience is a very important skill. And a lot of people don't have it. I'm not a patient all the time, but dude, strive for it. You can. I think meditation helps a lot with that. If anyone really look for ways to decrease anxiety, improve mental clarity, lower heart rate, just so many benefits of meditation. It's so badass there. So I recommend it for everybody. Stretching also. I never really do yoga too much, but I hear yoga is really cool for it. Don't take my word for it until I try it. Then I'll let y'all know. I want to try the hot yoga because I hear that's intense. But yeah, I mean, I hope y'all love one another. You know, it's just so ugly how people are treated. It's scary too. Like, I got family, you know, and I just hate how I see the world. Well, at least through social medias. I just see the world going to a very, very dark place. And I'm just, I don't want to say scared. It's just a little bit, worried about it. You know, I just want everyone to be safe. And this is, it's a crazy time to be alive. There's really just anything could happen, you know. So yeah, be safe out there. I think this is going to be a lot of fun, though. I hope y'all enjoy this. I really can just keep on talking. I'm pretty vocal. I like to talk to myself, especially. It's pretty funny, actually. Well, I wonder what that is. I wonder what that is. Yeah, well, of course there's mental. I wonder, man. For anyone who knows a lot more about autism and the spectrum of it, how does that work? Like, is everyone technically on the spectrum, but just different levels to it? Because I noticed things that a lot of autistic people have that a lot of quote unquote normal or whatever you want to call them, but they seem to have similar traits. So I wonder how that works. I'm sure. Well, you know what? If y'all see Joe Rogan, I'm Jamie. What do we look up? Autism spectrum. Development disorder. Well, there was really no clear answers. But if anyone knows, and if anyone wants to be Jamie, I can't really pay you anything, but I'm not good at that. I can't really. I was never good at research. Don't think I've ever actually done a research paper. Don't judge me. I'm just a fellow human, you know, that didn't care about school, but regretted it afterwards, you know, just the typical teenage rebel. Actually, I did it all the way through elementary school and middle school too, damn it. So I didn't learn very much, but I consider myself kind of smart, just open-minded. I like to hear people's opinions all the time. It's fun. Like, people think very crazy to me, and I love it. I don't want everyone to think the same. I want people to be outspoken. I want people to be original. I want people to be just free, dude. Like, golly, the cookie cutter, this fucking shit is just getting so old. I'm just glad people are finally being able to express themselves for who they are. Don't force anything, even on yourself, you know, like, with other people. Don't force anyone else, don't force yourself, just, like, literally, like, feel the flow. It's so beautiful, man. And, you know, I'm not perfect. I'll be the first to admit it. I do my best. I strive for perfection. And I slip up, but I get back on the horse. And let's go, baby. Headed to fame. Or whatever you want, man. I don't even think I would like fame like that. I just need some land. A gym. What are they called? Not ox, no, bison. Oh, I'm gonna have a bison farm. Have a bison farm, raise them. Have them really, you know, because I kind of want to go vegan too. You know, all this stuff is so confusing, dude. But I definitely don't like how the animals are. Oh, God, they're treated so horribly. And I know we're all animals have, dude, there's no way the animals don't have consciousness, dude. Like, they know exactly what's going on. Like, it's crazy. Like, whenever I hold my dog, or we look into it, like, we're just playing. Like, I could tell that's just another human trapped in a dog body. No, it's just souls, you know? Like, well, I don't know if animals have souls, you know? I was always told they didn't, but who knows? Like, nobody really knows. And they're just killing animals like nothing. It's crazy. What if we're all supposed to be vegan? That'd be crazy. We've just been disobeying the laws for a long time. I ate meat all my life, man. Man, I don't know. I kind of do like eating more vegetables, but meat is good too. But bison would be nice. At least it's strong, and I'll take care of them. I'll pet them. You know, we'll be kicking it. I'll ride them and let them have fun. Have a lot of land. And then when it's time, I gotta eat, baby. Nah. Let's see what happens. I'm excited for a lot of future stuff, man. I don't plan on I plan on living for a minute, man. And we're gonna have an extract. I'm a giver, man. I love sharing with my people, everyone around me. So we're gonna have a great life. I wonder. Fuck, man. We'll talk politics on the next one. Now I'm gonna cap it off right here. It's been a hell of a round, baby. That was fun. I'm glad you guys stuck around. If anyone's still listening, thank you, baby. I appreciate y'all. Y'all know I'll give back to the community. I'll give back to everybody. Oh my goodness. The world is ours. I hope y'all understand that. We got so much of it. Strength in numbers is crazy. If we all get together and we all just create the original bond, like, that we used to have intimacy, all of it. We go back to love. We go back. Oh, my God. We could be something great. We'll talk about, oh, my God. I've been watching shows on prison. Oh, my God, dude. We'll talk about it on the next one, though. But, oh, my. You know what? I got time, baby. I'm not doing nothing today. Dude, we gotta fix these prisons. Oh my goodness. I was watching 60 Days In, and oh my God, it is crazy how they are. Bro, it should not be okay to just sit. Like, these are people obviously already distraught for God knows what they did. Most of them are obviously, you know, they do some bad things. It's not always entirely their fault. Oh, God, I have a lot of sympathy for people, man. I their past is complex. It's not always entirely their fault, man. The stuff that they're born into, the stuff that they're raised on, like, this stuff has actual effect on lives. And they're just treated so horribly, like they're just animals in a cage. It's crazy. Like, they're just sitting there doing nothing. Like, no way to stimulate their mind. No puzzles. No. You can't journal. You can't, like, that stuff is contraband to them. Like, oh, fuck, dude. Could you imagine just living a life where you're just looking at a wall? Like, for God knows what you did, man. Everyone makes mistakes. And I know there's grand mistakes. There's big ones. But you can't judge another person. Oh, my God, dude. Look at you judging other people. Ridiculous. You don't know what's going to happen in the next life, man. You don't know what you're going to get caught. Oh, my God. I swear to God. God's not going to ask you about someone else's sins. Oh, I read that the other day. He's gonna be like, hey, I don't care about them. What'd you do? You know, and then whatever your rap says, you better be ready. Nah, I don't know if this God either. I mean, we'll see what happens, baby. I'm not predicting anything. I like having fun with this life. And God knows that. If there is a God knows that. I do believe in God, but I don't know. I mean, shoot, we could see what happens. Just gotta have faith in whatever you believe in. You know how open-minded I am, dude. You could believe in whatever you want, man. As long as you respect me, I respect you, man. You could take it back to the original love, peace. I always think of, like, a hippie kind of thing, but, like, I mean, that'd be kind of cool. There's just more showers, you know? And better food, I would say. No, I don't know what they ate, but just I wish everything would just be the same, but like loving. I don't know how, like, what steps we would have to take to get there, but golly, we gotta figure it out. I mean, this is a pretty fun life, though. I mean, if you really think about it, there's a really slim chance that you're alive, and there's a really slim chance that you made it this far. People die at birth. People die 2 months in, 2 days in, 2 years into their life, man. Like, all this, like, the chance that you're alive today is just astronomical. It's crazy. And then the fact that there's people doing big things, like, as not necessarily easy as it is, but it's not impossible, and they're doing it, you know, like, they're going, like, fuck, these people are just, it's a slim chance that you're alive, and it's a slim chance that you're gonna make it big, and people are out there doing it, you know, like, we all got a chance to make it big, just not everyone's gonna put the work in. It's crazy, so I just wanna team of killers around me, ready to put the work in. Yeah, it's gonna be a beautiful life if you're ready to work for it. Oh, man. I can't wait to see what happens. Oh, Texans won today. and then the Tennessee Titans. I don't watch too much football, but I like to keep up, kind of. I played football the other day, and that shit was horrible. Oh, it was so bad. I was so bad at it. I am not good at football. Basketball, I'm decent. I can't really lay up. A couple of buddies know what I'm talking about. I'm not that good at it, but I'm fast, so be prepared. Soccer, my feats. I try my best, you know. Don't make fun of me, because I try my best. But it's not that good. I like indoor soccer, if anything. Bounce off the wall, you know. I get creative. I have fun with it. I never really tried tennis. I just like all sports. I'll do anything. I don't really care. I like having fun. Dancing's kind of cool. I wish I really learned how to dance, like, with the birth and or at a young age and stuff. Oh, man. Well, I'm going to cap it at 30 minutes. Thank you all. God bless, man. Life is getting crazy out there. Let's have fun. Let's take it back to love. Remember, this is just a conversation. Anyone who comes on here, just a conversation. I'm not here to judge anyone. You better not be judged. Excuse me. You better not be judging nobody neither, please. Be yourself, be original, love everybody. Peace and love. Yeah, be careful.